we don't have that many comprehensive strategic partnerships. When we elevate a relationship to a CSP or a comprehensive strategic partnership, we want to make sure that there is substance in the relationship. And indeed, there has been substance in the relationship with Australia. We've had the CSP for 10 years, upgrading it now, and we are now upgrading the relationship with New Zealand to also a CSP. Having such a strategic partnership will certainly bring tangible benefits for our peoples. It can come in the form of more opportunities, because there will be more trade and investment flows, more investments into Singapore that will create more jobs for Singaporeans. It can come in other indirect ways. For example, with New Zealand, we are talking about an agreement for essential supplies, and with Australia similarly, not yet a binding agreement, but an MOU. And these sorts of agreements will help Singapore and Singaporeans, because in times of crisis, in times of disruptions, we can be assured of essential supplies like food coming through Singapore and coming to Singaporeans. So these are all concrete ways in which we will benefit. And I'm sure, I have no doubt, the many initiatives that we have put in place in both New Zealand and Australia, as we work through them and implement them, we can look forward to many more benefits for our businesses as well as our workers. One of the things that we have been discussing with both Australia and New Zealand is to not only strengthen our bilateral partnership, but to get both Australia and New Zealand to strengthen their engagement with Southeast Asia. Both countries see it as a strategic priority to do so anyway, because, as I said, they have a similar strategic outlook of the world. They regard their future and destiny as being in Asia. And so they want to be more engaged in Asia, and within Asia, they don't just want to engage powers like China and India. They see ASEAN as a very important pillar and grouping to engage, and they want to be more engaged with ASEAN. So Singapore can be that bridge and that springboard and gateway for them to engage ASEAN more intensively. And we are doing so, and we have plans to do so. So that's part of our cooperation, which will enable ASEAN to be, again, more effective in engaging different powers, enable ASEAN to be an open, inclusive region that can be a forum where all the different powers have stakes, and we can enhance cooperation in a sort of in different directions. So that has always been our interest, and the engagements we have with Australia and New Zealand will facilitate that.